speaking of that, I'd like to welcome you to tonight's regular fellow city council meeting. I guess I better get a microphone on.
Okay, welcome again. This is the June 11th, 2018 city council meeting. I want to welcome everyone here. I want to especially thank the police explorers. We appreciate everything you guys are doing to help our city. And tonight, we're going to honor a little bit later a couple of the graduates. So if you would all please rise. We're going to have a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing upon this city and wisdom for the decisions the city council makes tonight. And now, if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Item 1.4 is the roll call on our agenda, and we have Councilmember Eugene Bain had something come up tonight, so he isn't able to attend, and I'd entertain a motion to excuse Councilman Bain.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We have item 1.5 on our agenda is citizen input. This is a segment of the city council meeting where citizens have an opportunity to address the city council. Is there anyone here tonight who would like to address the city council with regard to any issue of their choice? Okay, hearing none. We'll move to item 2, which is the approval of our agenda tonight.
Make that motion. Second.
We have a motion made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And item 3 is our consent agenda. I'd entertain a motion to approve tonight's consent agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And item 4.1 is a public hearing tonight for the six-year street improvement plan. So I'd like to open that public hearing at 6:32 PM. And we have a staff presentation by the city's engineer, Kurt Holland.
Mayor, council, every year the city is required to adopt a six-year transportation plan. And kind of one of the more interesting things is the last couple of years, we're actually, other agencies are starting to adopt this plan. So we use this for the TIB applications, safe routes to school, those sort of things. It's exciting for me because I like to see the coordination between the different state agencies, which we haven't experienced in the past. It does ratchet up the level of detail a little bit because we want to have accurately described projects when we go out to put in those funding applications. I'm just going to do a quick roll through these. If you could bring up that PowerPoint. We'll see. Oh, click it in. So we have a series of number one rated projects. These are going to be attempted to get funded in 2019 and 2020. Oh, the other thing that I kind of want to mention is going into the budget season too, that we can start articulating these and including those matching funds in the upcoming year's budget, which I don't think in the past we've had enough handle on. Ash Street has already been partially applied for. It is the bulb outs down there with the safe routes to school. We're going to do a TIB project for the remaining, or funding application for the remaining of that. Lee Road's been a number one priority for several. Which one? For several years. It doesn't necessarily score very high because it's not located inside a residential area, but we're working on that. Next one. Okay, this is the Hawk system, so these are pedestrian safety crossing improvements on 5th and 6th Street. We met with WashDOT. They've already made the initial cut for the threshold to get funded. I thought the meeting went very well, so we look forward to getting those systems in. South Broadway reconstruction, that's going to be part of the utility extension for the stormwater and partial sanitary sewer in coordination with the utility improvements on the Olympia right-of-way. Oh, and then the other end of South Broadway. Booker, it's way off on the far margin of the aerial photograph, and that's that section of road that's in the Well 9 agreement that we signed with Merle Booker to get that property and drill the well up there. We have to build about 500 lineal feet of gravel road there. Kind of priority two, so this is looking into the 2020-2021 funding scenarios. It's 12th Avenue reconstruction, 14th and SR 26 intersection. That is currently being designed by, we already had a meeting with WashDOT about that. They're taking that under consideration. I think that's probably going to happen sooner than later. Scrutiny, crack sealing, the kind of the underlying infrastructures, looks like there's some minor settlement going on, and you can see cracks developing in the road above the utilities. We need to get in those and seal those up before it the underlying soils get saturated and the road starts failing. There's also kind of a surprising high area of accidents on that Shady Lane Scrutiny. There's been three recordable injury accidents in there. We applied for funding to look at a roundabout or other geometrical improvements to that intersection. This goes into three. This is going out the next series of funding to 21-22. That includes that south end of 7th. Main Street and SR 17, so that's in design right now. The WashDOT's estimating construction of that in 2022. There's kind of a landlocked area over to the west of town. The city has an easement over those railroad tracks, and that's a proposed project to improve those railroad crossings and get another access to that landlocked area. The rest of them, I kind of just listed there. These fell out of the pavement preservation projects that we did the rating. I wasn't going to go over them in detail. It's kind of too far out. A lot of things can change between now and 2022 priorities, funding, the appetite for funders versus one road versus another road. So kind of took a list, a shot at the long-term ones, but I wanted to review the ones that are up and coming in the next 1 to 3 years and see if anybody had any questions or comments regarding that.
Now, the six-year plan is a living document, correct, in that it can change at any point in time. If we had a catastrophic nail on a road, we can move it up to number one and bump things down.
Yeah, the city's required to do this every year, and every year it looks a little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is sitting down with the Public Works Department and trying to prioritize what they see their needs are.
So am I to understand that Booker, you said, is 500 feet?
That's my recollection.
So it costs 160
kind of pops in my mind. But
it costs $120,000 to build 500 feet of gravel road.
Well, my understanding is that road's got to be built up some towards the tail end to match that existing bureau right away.
Yeah, these are just estimates.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we want to be conservative. I mean, if you're applying for funding for any of these, you'd rather have too much than not enough.
I agree. All right, council, any other questions you want to ask Kurt? Okay. I'm going to now open the, thank you, Kurt. I'm going to open the public testimony portion of this six-year street improvement plan public hearing. That open testimony would be gathered into three different parts: those who want to speak in support of it, those who are neutral to the proposal, and those who are in opposition. Is there anyone here tonight who wants to speak in support of this six-year street improvement plan? Please raise your hand and I'll recognize you, and you can come to the microphone. Okay, hearing none, I'll move to those who are neutral and want to speak. Is there anyone here in neutral to this proposal and would like to speak? Hearing none, I'll move to those who are in opposition to this six-year street improvement plan. Anyone here in opposition wants to speak? With that, we won't require a staff response, and I'll close the public testimony. And council, you now have the opportunity to deliberate on this. You can ask Kurt questions, or you can ask among yourselves. We're good? We're all good? Okay. All right, then I'll close the public hearing at 6:41 p.m. And we'll move to the next item, which is 4.2, the resolution to adopt this six-year street improvement plan. I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And now we'll move to item 4.3, which is the Adams County Solid Waste Management Moderate Risk Waste Management Plan, Interlocal Agreement, and the Ordinance. And so Becky is going to inform us of what the council needs to do with regard to this ordinance. Becky?
City Clerk? Good evening, Mayor and Council. I am up in front of you as from the Clerk's Department due to the agreement that needs to be done. A brief explanation, back in 1999, the City of Othello signed an interlocal agreement with the Adams County for the comprehensive plan, which expired recently in 2009. No other interlocal agreement has been entered into since then, so we are not in an agreement right now with them. However, we are using the 2003-2004 comp plan that was established prior to this agreement being null and void. RCW 7095 does identify that counties and participating municipalities are required to periodically revise and or amend the comprehensive solid waste management plan. Each city can prepare their own, or we can enter into a city-county agreement, which we have done in the past. So presented before you today is a new plan that SWAC came up with in February of 2018, which Corey has brought to council before and mentioned. And so this new solid waste and moderate risk waste management plan is presented for waste reduction, recycling, collection, transfer, and disposal of solid waste, energy recovery, special waste, moderate risk waste, and administration and enforcement for the city and to interlocal with the county. There is no budget for this. It doesn't affect our budget, but it is for 10 years, my understanding, with the option of expanding it for another 5 years. You have actually options tonight. You can either approve the plan, interlocal agreement, and the ordinance, which we would then need two motions for this. One would be to authorize the mayor to sign the interlocal agreement with Adams County, and then adopt the ordinance approving and adopting the 2018 solid waste and management risk waste management plan. Or you can opt to send it to the solid waste committee for further discussion. The options are yours.
Okay.
Any questions?
Council?
So we have a copy of the county, what the county's agreed to do.
I emailed them.
By accepting this agreement, we're going to participate in what they presented in their agreement?
Yeah. There's several things. There's the comp plan update, right? And we participate in the countywide comp plan because we provide waste stream to them.
But we have our own comp plan as well.
Not a solid waste.
This is just solid waste. So we piggyback on the counties, right? In fact, maybe Corey, you should explain this because you're part of that committee.
So the state requires every county, city, and city to have a solid waste comp plan. But they also allow either for you to come up with your own, or you can partner up with other cities or with counties. But they do require you to have that plan. If we opt not to sign on to this, we will have to come up with our own comp plan. The county spent $75,000 on the comp plan. Whether it would cost us that much, I don't believe it would. They did for all the cities in the county and the county. The county is also not asking for any kind of reimbursement for that. They're going to cover the cost of that 100%. When this first came up at SWAC meeting, I voted against it. And the reason I voted against it was it takes all of our rights and or responsibilities away from finding the cheapest and best way to get rid of our garbage for the next 10 to 15 years. And last month, since I voted against that, I have actually really been looking forward to this meeting because I want to hear whatever he has to say. But I've done a lot of thinking about it, and I think that I think I may have changed my mind about voting against it. And one of the reasons I was informed by the Public Works Director of Adams County that if we do not sign on to this, that they will go in by ordinance and force us to not necessarily sign on to their comp plan, but they will force us to dump at the transfer station. And I don't know whether that ever stands up. That would be something for our attorney to deal with. But I don't believe that it's worth the fight. I just don't. The only problems I have with it are in the interlocal agreement. It's a good comp plan.
So in paragraph 5, section B, participating municipalities, the collection, the disposal, and the compliance. Under the disposal, you know, they talk about elimination through waste reduction or waste recycling activities. There is none.
There is no recycling other than cardboard. The county does do cardboard recycling.
But in Othello, you don't have any curbside recycling.
Correct.
At all. Their comp plan is that they're not going to do it.
Right. And the simple reason of it's just simply not cost effective. But that section B, that same section, section 5, number B, that was one of my problems that I had. And that's this interlocal agreement is saying that we will dump there for the next 10 to 15 years. We will not have any option of going somewhere else.
But it also does say that under number 7, duration determination, that if we decide we want to do our own comp plan, that we have to give no less than 1 year written notice, but that would give us time enough to put a comp plan together if we wanted to go that route.
Right.
So it could be terminated.
But I believe that's only for the comp plan. That's not for our waste disposal.
But the transfer station is run by the county, mm-hmm. and the tipping fees at the county transfer station dictate the city's cost
exactly
to the public, and if we're forced to do that and not have another avenue to go to, if we collected our waste through consolidated disposal and then we said, okay, we're going to contract with a different location to dump and tip our waste because it's going to be cheaper for us, we do not have that ability if we accept this contract.
And where that goes right now, Grant County will not accept our waste. That would be the cheapest way of us. The transfer station will say they're $28 a ton. Okay, we right now are $77 a ton. Within 2 years, it will be $80 a ton. However, as I've talked to the contractor, I've talked to Mark from Consolidated, and right now, at $78 a ton, he says he can't match that. It would still cost us about 78 bucks a ton to dump our garbage. And that's because it would have to be hauled either to Pasco, to Arlington, or to Goldendale, Wenatchee. There's several places, but the cost to get it there would run it up to about that 77. But we don't know what they're going to do in the future. If Adams County, all of a sudden, they have some natural disaster and it destroys the transfer station, we're going to be the ones paying for that. We provide, right now, Adams County runs about 19,000 tons of garbage through both transfer stations between Othello and Mitchellville. Othello, out of the city of Othello, it's right about 8,500 tons of that. So we're almost half of the complete garbage for Adams County.
So your earlier comment, Corey, was about more of an eminent domain comment where the county could force us to take our waste stream there?
That's what I was told. That,
well, if that's the case, then it doesn't really matter then if you want to withhold because you want to keep your options open, because they can still force us to take it.
And that's what I was saying, when I've had a change of mind on signing through.
So in other words, it ain't going to matter.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right.
So you're saying we couldn't set up our own transfer station somewhere within the city limits and transfer garbage with Consolidated disposal to another landfill?
I don't believe Adams County would be okay with that.
What could they do about it?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's I don't have an answer to that tonight, but it sounds odd to me that if the county could force us to do anything with our garbage, and if we have our own contracts with other individuals for transfer station, and we're paying for collection, I don't know what authority they'd have to force the city to use their transfer station, or any particular transfer station, absent an agreement. But that's for me to definitively give the council an answer on that. We'd have to research that question. But just as a matter of first impression, it seems odd and unusual that the county would be able to force the city to do that. But there could be a statute or some legal authority out there for that. I'm certainly not aware of it, and it does sound like it would be unusual, but we have to research that to give you a firm answer.
Well, without the camp, what I'd at least like to know is when the rate increases from the county come through on the operation of the transfer station, that they're fully discussed, and if we're contributing 50% of that waste volume that's being handled through that transfer station, that we at least, you know, have some participation value to come up with those costs. I don't want it just thrown on us to say, you know, here, you know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, it's $54 a ton, now it's $77 a ton, you know. And in order to cover those costs, we have to raise our constituents'
garbage fees,
you know, to handle that. So there are other alternatives. There are other tipping places to go to that are a lot less, you know, expensive. And when it gets to the point where the cost of transportation, you know, levels out with the cost of the local tipping costs.
Yeah, I think, though, I don't think we're developed enough nor in a position to be able to maneuver that type of an arrangement right now. That's my concern.
I understand. And I would still like to know if they can force us.
One of the things, if we were to attempt to build a transfer station, that would have to go through the county health department. The county health department would have to approve for us to build a transfer site. And so once again, it goes back to the county.
Right. I mean, there's other implications. Like, for instance, right now, I go cut some limbs in my trees, and I want to go haul some stuff to the out to the dump or the sanitary landfill or whatever you want to call it, I can do that. But if we start making changes to this as a city, John Q. Public isn't going to be able to do that because we've moved on. Now, hopefully we would have drop boxes, as it were, and we would have to pay to ban separate drop boxes where those could be done. And so what I'm trying to say is I don't see where the city of Othello is ready to go it alone yet. In other words, we're not big enough, we don't have a large enough waste stream, and I think that the implications of what we would have to set up here locally would exceed what this agreement currently is set up to be.
Is there some wiggle room for terms of the agreement?
Yeah, well,
our contract with Consolidated Disposal for the cost to collect the garbage is a 3-year contract, correct?
Right.
Okay. So could we have a 5-year term with the county?
Oh, so change it from a 10-year to a 5-year.
10-year to a 5-year. Because if the cost, the tipping costs get ridiculous out there at the transfer station, we may need to look at alternatives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I currently don't see why the city could not change it to a 5-year mm-hmm. contract. I don't know of a requirement in state law that requires any certain term of a interlocal agreement, in solid waste or otherwise.
Now, is there, you spoke of Moses Lake and Ephrata, you know, Grant County. Do they have a transfer site?
There is a transfer station in Moses Lake. It's privately manned.
Okay.
The other option is they actually have a landfill in Ephrata.
Yes, but that's only for Grant County, right?
Exactly. Right. They will not accept any other county's garbage.
We used to have a operating landfill, and it got shut down. And that's where the transfer station sits today, is on that landfill site. But it wasn't, the Washington State Department of Ecology shut it down. It wasn't a line landfill. So we've been, ever since that time, we've been having to transfer our garbage somewhere else. And there are other tipping places. It's just a matter of how equitable the transportation cost is getting it to those locations.
Right. See, and that's one thing about this interlocal. There's no cost in here. The comp plan lists rates for the next 2 years, I believe, until it gets to $80 a ton. And after that, it lists no rates. And as far as changing the term of it, I believe that the state requires a new comp plan every 10 years. I believe it, and I could be wrong on that, but I believe it has to be basically gone over every 5 years, and a new comp plan has to be in place every 10 years. So I'm assuming that's why they came up with the 10-year contract.
Well, the last plan we had was from 2003 to 2004. So it's been 14 right. years for this one.
Well, Council, what do you want to do? You want to adopt? Corey, what do you suggest we do?
I'd say when it first came out, I was ready to vote against it. But in the last month, after a lot of thinking about it, I'm going to vote to approve it. Okay. And that's just because I don't want to go through the legal hassles with the county. I believe it will end up in the long run costing us more than what we would save.
Okay. That's kind of what John, I think we should see if we can do it for 5 years instead of 10.
Mayor, do you want to do a motion to adopt the ordinance adopting the plan and then not sign in a local agreement until we've talked to the county?
Yeah, because there's several things here we're trying to adopt, right? So let's handle these one at a time. Adopting the ordinance is also agreeing to the 10-year plan, so that isn't going to work.
That's true.
Solid waste and moderate risk waste management plan. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's let our legal counsel come back on the 5-year. Is that okay? we'll get a consensus on that, and then when you come back in 2 weeks.
Yes.
We'll either adopt it as it is, or we'll adopt it asking for a 5-year. And I think what we need to do as a city is we need to contact the county and talk to them about a 5-year, and I suppose that would be Todd O'Brien, with the Public Works Director.
I can give that information. I don't know, Kelly, you want to contact them, or if you would want me to contact them, they'll contact you.
Let's talk about after the meeting, and we'll figure out a plan of attack on that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Becky. Thank you, Council. Thank you, Corey, for your help on this. And then now we'll move to item 4.4, which is the Knoll franchise agreement. And Wade, you wanted to give the council an update.
Staff has been in contact for a couple months with Knoll Communication. Jim is here, and we've been talking, going back and forth on this. Met with the Utilities Underground Committee. We looked, made a few changes. Jim and his folks at Knoll incorporated those. So Kelly looked at it the other day again, and made a couple other changes, which Jim has looked at also and agrees with. And so that there's not a whole lot of differences. What we did put in this new agreement, though, was some clear language that says Knoll, and we'll do this with all the other communication companies as well, Knoll will comply with all the city ordinances, especially when it comes to right-of-ways and working the right-of-way and doing those kind of things. So we clarified those and made it very, very plain, and Knoll is perfectly okay with that. So the contract that you have in front of you has some, like I say, some minor changes, but they're all to the advantage of the city as we move forward. And one thing I want to bring up, the mayor and I talked about today, is, you know, we're working on, Ann and I are working on a change to the ordinance about underground utilities. We talked with this with the committee about doing that, changing that so it's more advantageous to the city, so we can get more of the service for the wireless providers and for the, not the wireless, but the
fiber optic.
And so we're working on that. Hopefully bring that to you in the next, either this next council meeting or the one following that, at least some form of ordinance. We'll have the utilities committee look at it again. But tonight, all we're considering is just the new franchise agreement, which is expired, by the way, so this is a new agreement just before you.
Great. So Jim's willing to accept this agreement without knowing what the ordinance is going to
pan out to? Mayor and I talked about this this morning as well, and that's sort of the pressure, but actually, the agreement, if you look at it, they agree to comply with the city's ordinances. So if we change the ordinance to the what we're talking about, then they'll have to comply with it. But it'll be to their advantage, because we're trying to look at an overhead and change the overhead piece of it.
So sure.
Jim, you have anything to add?
Well, no, that's Jim Schuler. I'm the Facilities and Operations Director at Knoll Communications. Like Wade was saying, that this new franchise agreement is a mirror image of our existing. With some clarifications on some of the terms. We've always been, had to follow what the city's ordinances were. We're doing that today. The other issue is your underground utilities. Well, you work on there with that ordinance, and that's going to come up in a couple weeks. We're more than willing to come out to any committee meetings and give any input or help on that if we can. But for tonight, my job really is to get this franchise back in force, because that's important for us to make sure we do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Any other questions?
No. Okay.
So then, yeah, one thing at a time.
Sorry.
Yep, one thing at a time. Let's do this.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Any further discussion on this franchise agreement, Council? All right. I entertain a motion to approve the attached franchise agreement with Knoll Communications.
I move to approve the franchise agreement with Knoll Communications.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. And we will now move to item 4.5, which is the Police Explorers graduation recognition.
Mayor, Council, thank you for giving us this opportunity. We're going to recognize two explorers that have been with our program and have now graduated high school. Now, I'm going to throw a little history in this. In 1854, during the Crimean War, 200 British soldiers stood against 2,500 Russians in the Battle of Balaclava. They were later called the Thin Red Line. That's where the term Thin Blue Line comes from, that modern police officers are often referred to. And it's the Thin Blue Line that separates the public we serve from chaos or people that would do evil. These police explorers have spent the last few years with us learning what that thin blue line is. Now, they may not choose to be police officers, although we're still hoping that they do, but we do like where they're headed. I was actually a music major for my first year. But at this point, I'd like to invite the mayor down to read the bios. We've got a little to say about each one, and then we'd like to give an award. So can I have the two of you come up, please? And Sergeant McFarland is here, too. He's one of our explorer advisors.
I'd like you to come up here and face the audience, please. So tonight we're going to honor Benjamin Rocha and Dilcia Gonzalez. Benjamin Rocha was born and raised in the city of Othello and has been in the Police Explorer program for 2 years. While Benjamin attended the Othello High School, he received the Proving That the Pen and Pencil Was Mightier Than the Sword Award, Super Student Award, Outstanding Musicianship Award, National School Choral Award, and the Director's Award for Band. While in the Explorers program, he received the Chief's Award of Excellence. Benjamin graduated from the Othello High School in June of 2018, just last Friday, or a week from Friday, and he's now going on to college to pursue his passion in music. The next award I'm going to hand out is for Dilcia Gonzalez. Dilcia Gonzalez has been a member of the Police Explorers for 3 years. During that time, she was a corporal and later the lieutenant. She graduated from the Border Patrol boot camp in Oroville in the summer of 2017. And while in the Explorers program, she received the Chief's Award of Excellence. Dilcia was also the ASB president of Othello High School and leader of her dance team. She has been top 10% of her class the past 4 years. Dilcia will be attending the University of Washington in the fall, and she plans on studying criminal justice. Her plans are to become a paralegal. And it is with great pleasure that I get to present these certificates, both to Benjamin Rocha and to Dilcia Gonzalez. These are Othello Police Department Certificates of Excellence. And they're awarded to Dilcia and to Benjamin in recognition of your outstanding performance in the Othello Police Explorers for the past, Dilcia, 3 years, and for Benjamin, 2 years, awarded this 11th day of June, 2018, signed by Police Chief Phil Shank and Mayor Sean Logan. I'd like to congratulate you. I'd like to give you guys the opportunity to say something, if you would. Okay. Didn't know that. Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying, specialist, the equipment is in any of the club, at school, or any other class, and really, you know, us. And, and it's not just about, you know, just about black together. And there's so many good things about the program, and that this program, I believe, is going to carry on, and more people will be exposed to it, and have opportunities.
Thank you, Mayor and Council.
Thank you. And thank you, Police Explorers, for coming. You know, you're always welcome here. We really appreciate all the things you do. I really like it when you're at the street corners during the parades, because you're visible, you're in your uniforms. I also like bringing my car in when you're doing car washes and doing some fundraisers. So we just want to thank you as the mayor and as the city council, that you guys are doing an excellent job, and we're very proud of you. So thank you. Now we'll move to item 5, which is any unfinished business the council would have tonight. Is there any new business the council might have going tonight? I'd like to then make an announcement. Tomorrow night, the Lions Club auction, their annual auction is tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at the Senior Center. And Wade has tickets if you're interested. It's a fun event. If anybody's interested in going, my wife and I go every year, and we have a lot of fun. It's fun to hang with the kids. It's fun to hang with the adults. It's fun to, Jenny Marsh makes her world famous lasagna. Wade pours wine. So, anyway, anybody and everybody, is welcome for this event, and I just wanted to announce that. And having no further business, oh, yes. Oh, yes, okay. No, we do need to do that. All right. Mitch, I think I'll have you come to the microphone. Mitch is from CGI. They're the company that has produced the city's video on our website. And he's in town this week. And Mitch, why don't you inform the council what's on the agenda? What are you doing? What should the council know about?
Yeah. So mainly what we're trying to do is really promote the area, promote the city of Othello for incoming residents and incoming businesses we see moving in. Also trying to attract more. You know, speaking to you guys, you know, you're trying to, you know, grow the area and get these new residents and especially get new businesses into the area. That's the main goal of this program that we're working on. But we're filming videos also on local businesses in the area, looking for like long-standing, reputable businesses to really help promote Othello as a whole. We're going to be referencing like different cross-sections of businesses, so different industries such as healthcare is going to be extremely important, education, real estate, relocation, contracting, professional services. These businesses are going to also serve as kind of a relocation map for the new residents we see moving in. So I met with about 6 different businesses today, and I have about 6 lined up tomorrow. My associates will be reaching out over the phone, so you know, just beware if, you know, you got an outside number giving you a call. Hopefully and most likely they're going to be, you know, working with me and, you know, we're working alongside Mayor Logan and Wade, you know, promoting us. And, you know, hopefully we can get Othello, you know, kind of get you guys on the map. Okay. We're trying to definitely, you know, get the city popping. But anyway, so we're trying to, you know, really help out the area and really promote it. But, I mean, that's about it.
Okay. Any questions, Council? Okay, great. Thank you so much, Mitch. All right. We'll stay in touch. Okay, having no further business to come before the Council, I'll adjourn our meeting tonight at 7:14 p.m.